With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we head up to Long Island, New York, and talk to my friends Mark and John Cronin with John's Crazy Socks. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Mark and John Cronin.
Thank you, Mark. I've been 50 years. I'm so privileged to be here.
Thank you so much, Mark. We love being on your show. You've been one of our earliest supporters, and you've given us so much help. We really appreciate it.
Always glad to have you both. I know that you're very busy with John's Crazy Socks, the different activities that you're involved in. I know that as we're amidst the holiday season, it is getting busy, I'm sure, for John's Crazy Socks.
It is. Our business is very seasonal. It turns out people don't buy socks in the summer. But lots in the holidays, and there's nothing better than being around this place during the holiday season because we have so many people working here. More than half of our colleagues have a differing ability, so there's a lot of happiness. It's like Santa's workshop. It's really quite wonderful.
I was just trying to imagine as you were telling us about that, Mark, I think about the holiday season and how that gives people a different feeling, and so you're describing that happens at John's Crazy Socks as people are working, and you want people to be happy in their work. You want them to find joy in it, and in the holiday season, as we're getting closer to that time of year where people start to come together as families, and there is a special feeling that goes along with the holiday season.
There is. There's an energy and a joy that comes naturally. Where we're so privileged and fortunate, right, is we've tapped into hiring people with different abilities. Many of our colleagues, both year-round and the temporary colleagues for the holiday season, they've never had a job before. They haven't been able to find work. So this is their first job. Every time someone gets a new job here and they get their first paycheck, we have a big ceremony celebrating that. So these folks are really happy to be working. There's a great social environment. People enjoy being together. And we have fun here, right? So what are we doing later today, John? What do we do every Tuesday afternoon?
Every Tuesday, I host a dance party every Tuesday at 3. And we're dancing on Zoom.
Right? So, Mark, you know, the pandemic comes, and what's our mission, John?
I spread happiness.
How do you spread happiness? Well, one of the ways is John started hosting an online dance party. So at 3 o'clock, lots of people will be taking a break here, and they'll be dancing with John, and
yeah,
there'll be people on Zoom dancing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy and joy.
It's so much fun, and if you have a break, if you feel stress at work, something like that, and you always come join.
It's great fun.
One of the big things that I'm hearing you say, Mark and John, talking about happiness, talking about having fun and purpose for people,
yeah,
who have never had a job before. This gives them purpose in their life. And when somebody finds a purpose, it's pretty magical.
It is. And we get to see minor miracles every day. And we're so fortunate for that. And part of what we do, we want this, it's one of our core pillars. We want this to be a great place to work, a place where people, you know, we offer a mission, a purpose that's worthy of their commitment, something more than, something bigger than ourselves, and more than, well, we want to make money. Everybody knows their role and how they carry out and help fulfill that purpose. Right? There's no make work. There's no cog in the machinery. You put people in a position to succeed. You recognize the work that people do. You say, just say thank you. And then stay out of the way. Let people do their job. And it turns out that leads to happy employees and a lot of employee engagement.
And not just happy employees, but happy customers. Let's talk about all of those people who order the socks and the small gifts that they get from John and how it makes them feel, because I know that you're getting a return on this investment of happiness, if you will.
Yes. It's, well, John, right, if our mission is spreading happiness, what do you say are the keys to happiness?
It's gratitude and do for others.
Right? So we're always looking, what can we do for our customers? And we believe in the long run, that's always going to make everybody better off. So if we have a mission to spread happiness, it's got to start at home. It's got to start at our business. Because how can you make customers happy if you're not happy on your job? And then we work to make those customers happy. And what do? They tell other people, and they come back and buy more from us. So everybody wins. Everybody's happy.
As we've talked about before, Mark, obviously there are challenges no matter what business you have, and your business model is giving back. And for listeners who don't know, John's Crazy Socks supports a very special effort, and you can share that with listeners.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things, right? So part of it, giving back, you know, that sense of gratitude is baked into what we do. So we pledge 5% of our earnings to the Special Olympics. And then we have a whole series of products that celebrate causes, raise awareness, and raise money for those causes. What was the first awareness sock we created?
It's Down Syndrome Awareness Socks.
So we have now a whole line of Down Syndrome Awareness Socks. And they raise money for the National Down Syndrome Society. And we have autism.
We have autism. We have cerebral palsy. We have animal care.
The pet rescue stuff. Gold Together. We support that campaign with the American Cancer Society. We have healthcare superhero socks that raise money for frontline workers. We've raised over $50,000 for frontline workers during COVID-19.
Incredible.
And here's a really cool thing that we're going to celebrate next week. One of the reasons we give to the Special Olympics is because you are.
I am an Olympic athlete.
And we're going to have a special celebration next week because John, a Special Olympic athlete, has now donated over $100,000 to the Special Olympics. How cool is that?
He is a very cool guy, that John Cronin.
Thank you.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
It doesn't make you run faster.
No. But...
Eat your Wheaties, man. Eat your Wheaties.
Which is good stuff. Hey, and we get that fun around here. So it's the holidays. For the first time, we put out a holiday catalog. It's a digital catalog, and it's filled with gifts, you know, for food lovers and wine lovers and pet lovers and golf lovers. But we wanted to create some special gifts. So we have a couple of really over-the-top gifts. We have a drawer of socks. You can get a package with 18 different pairs of socks picked out by John. But the real kicker for the person who has just about everything in life, we have a package. You get a chest and a year's worth of socks, 365 pairs of socks, and John's going to deliver that to you. I don't know if anyone's going to buy that, but nobody else has a year's worth of socks in their Christmas catalog.
Right.
That's incredible. I'm impressed with the innovation of John's Crazy Socks and the ideas that you come up with, because John, just like you being the very first person to see that there wasn't a Down syndrome sock and coming up with that idea, you are a pioneer, my friend. You are the one who established that, who came up with the Down syndrome sock, and that has to be something that's very special to you.
That make you feel good?
I do. Thank you, fam.
But we're fortunate, right? We're not alone. We have a really good team of people, and everybody's coming up with ideas. And everybody makes this work. So, you know, here's an easy one. We make a promise that we're going to do same-day shipping. If an order comes in by 3:15 on a weekday, it's going out the same day. We track that. And Andrew Netter, who is our Lord of the Socks, he runs all fulfillment. And he's got his team of merry sock wranglers and happiness packers, all of whom have a different ability. This year, there was only one day when we fell short of that goal. We track it every day. So people could know when they order from us, they're going to get that order right away. We do better shipping than Amazon. That's pretty cool, right? And what do you put in every package?
As a package, get a dig in there for me, some candy.
Thank you note and candy. And Jeff Bezos, he's not putting a thank you note and candy in those Amazon packs.
Right, Dad.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Mark and John Cronin with John's Crazy Socks. I'm enjoying this conversation very much. And Mark and John, if you'll stick with me, when we come back, let's talk about the TEDx talk and some of the other recognitions that John's Crazy Socks has received. I know many people have seen you outside of the Mark White Show. You're well known across the country. Whenever I tell somebody about John's Crazy Socks, they're like, oh yeah, John's Crazy Socks, know all about them. So I'm really impressed with that. And if you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation, okay?
We are all yours, Mark.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, stick with us. We're talking to Mark and John Cronin with John's Crazy Socks in Long Island, New York. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this. He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Daddy, I'm glad to have these guests on the line with me right now, Mark and John Cronin. With John's Crazy Socks, I don't know how many times you've been on the show now, but it's always a pleasure to have you both on the show to talk about John's Crazy Socks, this effort to recognize John and what he has done to create a company that not only helped him and your family, but many other families, especially when it comes to the special needs community and providing jobs and giving them incentive and a positive outlook on life and a purpose. And I just think that's one of the greatest things that we can do is offer someone an opportunity like that. I was thinking about this as I was walking last night. There was a little area in the parking lot at the school, and there was an arrow that pointed straight ahead, and the word in front of the arrow was buses. And I thought about, you know what? If we treated our life like we're on a bus, we're more likely to pick people up and carry them with us than if we're in a two-person car. You know what I'm saying?
I do. It's it is something that, John, you were always pointing out. And we've built it as a business model. What can we do? How can we help people? What impact can we have? And I think that's a good way to go through life, but it's also, in our case, a good way to run a business. Don't start by saying what's in it for me. We, in fact, we feel better and we're better off than we're doing for others. That may sound trite, but that's what our experience has shown.
I totally agree, Mark. I was at an event, a breakfast, and then went over to an elementary school and recognized a young lady who's been having some challenges lately. Gave her a certificate, gave her a gift card, a t-shirt, and just wanted to let her know that somebody was thinking about her, tried to brighten her day. And I know that's exactly what John is doing. Every time he puts a little candy in a box, in a package for someone who's been a customer, to show them that it's more than a customer, it's somebody that they care about. And there is a door that has opened through John's Crazy Socks. And you've had the opportunity, both of you, to be able to share this with all different platforms, including a very special TEDx event that you were involved in, right?
Yeah, we recently did a TEDx talk. We did it together. We're kind of like a vaudeville routine. and it was very personal and vulnerable. Because we know when you're vulnerable, that enables you to connect with other people. And the theme was that people like John, and John has Down syndrome, people with differing abilities, it's not as much that they're waiting for us to help them as they are waiting to help us. John, in my life, in our family's life, in his business, John has lifted us up. John is the one who's shown the way. And we're all better off for that. And in that TEDx talk, I talk about how we, now 5 years ago, we were in a very difficult situation, both personally and for our family. And John really was the one who encouraged us, gave us hope, and helped us find a way forward. And that's pretty special. That's both special about my son, but it also speaks to what people with different abilities in general can do.
And I want to tell you, Mark, your 5 years ago is somebody's right now, and they need to hear that message because they're not out of it yet. They're not out of the woods. They're still struggling, and they're wondering, where's the silver lining, so to speak? When is this going to change? When am I going to get some relief?
I think of a poem by one of my favorite poets, a guy named Galway Kinnell, called Wait. And he wrote it when he met a young woman who he was teaching at a college, and she was contemplating suicide over the loss of a boyfriend. And the poem is just wait. All these days have carried you forward. Wait. There is a way forward, and you will find beauty again, and you will find connection again. And you know, I'll share with you, Mark, in our situation, if you look from the outside, you might say the presenting condition in our family is Down syndrome. But in reality, it's depression. My wife suffers from a chronic form of depression, as does my middle son, and it can be crippling, and that's hard. And we wound up in a situation, because of that, I had begun working with my wife to help her out. She was a lawyer, and she did great work, but she needed help kind of staying on course. So we were working together, and that had become the family business. Even John was working with us. And then what happened, before we were working together, she had done something irrational that you can't do as a lawyer. She dipped into a client's fund and took some money. Well, she buried that secret and hid that, but of course it caught up with her. So in October of 2016, two police detectives showed up at our office door to arrest my wife. Overnight, we lost our family business. We lost our income. My wife was facing a jail term. I was 58 years old. I'm an entrepreneur, which makes me unemployable. And what are we going to do? And as a family, we held tight. We trusted in love. And we just committed to finding a way forward. We didn't know what that was going to be. But I assured my wife to, you know, just hold tight and we'll put one foot in front of the other. And it was John who at that point was looking to try to figure out what he was going to do next. And you had told me what?
I want to go finish with my dad and I started campaigning together.
And when I heard that, I thought, well, John needed my help. What I didn't realize, but I realize now, John was helping me. He was lifting me up. He was saying, Dad, you're not alone. Dad, we can do this. We can do this together. And out of that, you were the one that had the idea of John's Crazy Socks, right?
I did.
And that carried us forward. And I'm not saying it's always going to turn around like that. But if you keep showing up, good things can happen. And some of us, it's faith in God. Some of it is it's the love of our family. no matter how bad it gets, there's always a way to just wait. This will pass. Find a way to take a step, and then another step, and then another step.
I'm going to tell you, Mark, what you're offering is hope. And whether or not someone has the same result doesn't really matter. If they can come out of it and they know that there's someone out there who cares, and I want to tip my hat to you, Mark, for standing with your wife and understanding what depression and what that battle is, because there are so many people out there right now who feel like there's not someone who understands and there's not someone who can care about them because of the difficulties they have with depression. And I've been very open about that through my show, that I've battled depression myself, and I try to continue to take the steps forward. You know, I answered the call for this interview, and I'll answer the call for another one. And I hope that the Mark White Show is making a difference in other people's lives, but I can tell you it makes a difference in mine too.
It's, yes, it's knowing that there's some hope and there's some reason to be able to keep going. And I know I talk about, and my wife now talks about her depression, because when we open up about that with other people respond frequently by saying, I've been grappling with the same thing, either themselves or a family member, and they haven't told anybody. We had somebody we've known now for several years who saw that TEDx talk, and they called weeping, saying, you know, that this was somebody who had gone to jail with a DWI and had hidden this from people, from family, from friends. And she's doing okay now, but she found solace and strength in just knowing that she's not alone. You know, it is what I told my wife. You know, to be very clear, there's no excuse. What she did was wrong, but she took responsibility for that. And none of us want to be judged by our worst moments or our weakest moments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Right?
Yes.
It's let's look at the total person. And you know, working around here where we learn to focus on what people can do, on the beauty that everybody has to offer. None of us are perfect. You know, we all should be humble.
And you know, Mark and John, it's not my intention to get heavy in this show, but I realize that there are certain subjects that need to be talked about, and there's someone listening right now who needs to hear this type of conversation. And so I think it's okay. I think it's fine, and I think it's great to talk about John's crazy socks and the happiness, but there's also that roller coaster that each and every one of us is on called life, and we have our ups and we have our downs, and people need to know that it's okay, but I want you to make sure that you get back up. If you feel like you've fallen, I want to make sure that you have the ability to dust yourself off and try again. So I think that's an important message in what we're talking about right now.
Well, and they go hand in hand, right? We're only able to do what we do because of the experience we've gone through. So, yes, we have a mission to spread happiness, and this is a joyous, happy place. And our connections with our customers, right? It's not a transaction. We're sharing experiences. We're building a community. And it's a community based on love and hope and joy. But to do that, it's in part born of some of the hard experiences with that. Here's a simple thing. Yes, we sell socks. In fact, how many different socks do we have,
John? Over 3,000 different kinds of socks.
You know what that means? John is now the owner of the world's largest sock store, which is mind-blowing.
That's a mic drop moment, is it not?
Right? These two knuckleheads, we started with 37 different socks, and now we got over 3,000 different styles, right? But it's more than just socks. When you buy from us, you're going to get that package with the thank you, the handwritten thank you note from John, the story of John's crazy socks, a package of candy to say thank you, you're going to see the picture and the name of the person that packed the order. That's not just the package delivering you socks. It's a little dose of happiness. And when you buy from us, you help us employ people with different abilities. You help us give back. And you spread in happiness. At the end of the day, we're not really a sock store. The socks become the physical manifestation of the story and the mission.
Yes.
So we hear all the time from people, just putting on the socks makes them feel good, makes them happy. And you give this as a gift, and so you can personalize it. You can pick something if you're, you know, for a teacher or for your cousin who's a scientist, you can pick exactly something personal for them. And when you give it to them, it's not just, well, here's a bunch of, you know, here's some fabric that you can wear. It's, now let me tell you the story. Let me tell you this. You get candy in your package. You get a, right? You see the pictures of the people that are, you know, that are working there. And they hold dance parties.
Right.
Who does that, right?
Right. It's great fun. And we get to do wild things. We were on a panel, a presentation organized by LinkedIn. And it was about hiring people with disabilities. So LinkedIn is hosting it online. And the moderator was the general counsel for LinkedIn. And they introduced the first company. And they say, well, this is the world's most valuable company. And it was an executive from Microsoft. And they introduce the second company and say, this is the world's largest retailer. And they introduce an executive from Walmart. And then, well, this is the most fun company in the world. And they introduce me. Right? And the week before that, we were speaking at a conference in Austin. And we're on the stage with an executive from John Deere.
Crayola,
and Johnson & Johnson. And in the middle of that, it's John's crazy socks. You know?
Next day, we went down to Washington, D.C., a meeting with two congressmen.
We get a Republican and a Democrat. We get in fact talk to each other.
Yeah.
Unity socks. That's where Unity socks come
Unity
in.
Socks, right? And we'll go to the Middle East next. Who knows? and then it could be really hard. What? We'll get Auburn and Alabama fans to get along.
I've worn my Unity socks at various events that I've been to, and I always love to put those socks on, and it reminds me to keep us all unified, to keep that mentality. And so, you know, socks can be a good reminder, too, if people just pull up their pants and take a look, and maybe it reminds them of something that they really have a passion for and something that's really meaningful.
Exactly that. You can express yourself. You always said they let me be me, right?
Yes, I do. I want to be me. I got a Mark as a him today.
Oh, right. Well, we're sending you a package of socks, Mark.
I can send you a package of socks.
Oh, so, man.
I was writing a note saying thank you for that.
I write a note for you. It'd be wonderful.
And here's something that it took me a while to discover. It may sound counterintuitive. It takes discipline to have fun because it's easy to sit on the couch. But nobody ever regrets going out and doing something. And when you do it with somebody else, the joy and the experience, you multiply that. So up here, John is, we're a Jet fan. And what baseball team do you root for?
The Mets.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm going to be a sufferer.
We know how to suffer. Mark is happy to get Braves run the World Series.
That's right. Well, you know, John, when I was a kid, I went to a thrift store and I had a Mets jersey. So I had a Mets jersey I would wear here in Alabama as a kid. I found that thing in the thrift store and I wore it quite often. I loved that jersey, being able to button it up in the front and it had Mets across the chest.
Sounds great.
Mark, I had a question. What town in Alabama are you?
I'm in Athens, Alabama. If you were in the north part of our state, in the very north part of Alabama, that's where we're at. If you've ever heard of Nashville, we're south of Nashville by about an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, John, we've not had John to Nashville, but he wants to go there. Got to take him to the Ryman Auditorium.
I love that.
Maybe we'll go up to the Bluebird Cafe. Yeah, hear some music.
I go there. I go to Memphis.
Memphis. That's another experience. Go out and visit Elvis's house. Go see the Sun Records Studio.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Soak up the music on Beale Street, dreaming about Beale King still being.
Well, look, if y'all do all that, you're going to have to call me.
We will come, and you can come join us. One of the things that we plan to do someday, we won't do it this year, but this is on the table. Yeah. We want to do John and I like road trips. We want to do a John Meets America trip where we spend 3 months just kind of traveling around the USA, going to small towns, going to visit people, going to visit our customers, doing speaking engagements, doing home deliveries.
Yeah.
And if we do that, Athens, Alabama will be on the list.
Alabama.
Right?
We'll take good care of you, I promise.
You're going to have to learn a few more lines to that song.
You'll love our people, man. It's a great place, and we have a lot of good people, very friendly, and I'd love to show you around our state someday. So if that happens, then I certainly want to be involved with that.
That'd be great. And one of my colleagues, my colleague worked here. Her name is Jane Queen, and she grew up in
Huntsville, Alabama. And she's moving back to Alabama. We're sorry to see Jenny go, but she got to go take care of her dad. And there were talks about her dad moving up to New York, and it turns out he said, no, I am not leaving Alabama.
So completely understandable.
Jenny's going home.
Well, my hat's off to Jenny, too, for taking care of her dad. I helped take care of my grandmother in the last few months of her life, and it's very important to care about those loved ones who've cared for us, and my grandparents raised me, so I felt a strong need and desire to try to help her how I could as a grown-up because she took care of me as a child.
Yes, I understand the impulse, right? I have some siblings, and we together took care of our parents who both have passed, but my mom had two sisters. One was a nun, one was an ex-nun, and they had no family. I took care of them. And some of my other cousins were like, oh, we're so grateful, it's such a burden. I said, no, this is a joy.
Yes.
These two women so much and did so much. I'm the one who's fortunate. Aunt Jeannie and Aunt Gloria, they're pretty special, weren't they?
Right. You have a one aunt.
What's that?
You have a one aunt.
I have one aunt left, yes. Aunt Bernadette.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm not taking care of her. She's taking care of herself, and her husband Lawrence takes care of her. Right?
Wow. It's been a long time.
What I was thinking, you can sure send Aunt Bernadette some socks, and when you're thinking about the season of socks and this year's biggest selection just in time for gift giving, we think about those people we care about, and maybe a small sign of showing our love for them is giving them a pair of John's Crazy Socks. What do you think?
I think that is a great idea. You know, here's just some simple things. We have over 29,000 online reviews, and 96% of those are 5-star reviews.
Wow.
We have happy customers. You know, we take care of them. It's not customer service. It's sharing. It's having conversations. So if you call us, there's no timing. You know, there's no script anybody follows. We don't rush anybody off the phone. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to see and do whatever we can to take care of our customers. And here's the thing. You do that, and we refund money all the time. We guarantee the socks will make you happy. We'll give you full money back guarantee. You don't have to show us anything. If you're not happy, just tell us. We'll give you your money back. And you know what our refund rate is? It's 0.5% of our revenue.
Incredible. Wow.
Right? Because you take care of people, right? Isn't that an easier way? It's so simple.
Absolutely.
Right? And then we get to go, and you get to meet presidents. You get to meet corporate executives. You get to meet all these elected officials.
That is awesome.
Right? But here's the thing. You were talking before about giving things to people. We get to see these minor miracles all the time. And I'll tell you a story about one of our colleagues, Thomas. So Thomas's mom calls us. It would have been October of 2017. And she says, you hire people like my son. I need you to hire my son. And she spoke to one of our colleagues who said, well, we're not hiring now, but you know, we'll post it on our website, social media when we do. Well, she called every day because that's what moms do, right? And I spoke to her and I said, tell me about Thomas. She said, well, he has autism and he's in a bad way. He's very depressed. We're having trouble getting him come out of his room. He doesn't want to shower or shave. We can't get him in any programs. He's fairly nonverbal. And he hasn't spoken to his father in over 6 months. I said, oh, sounds like a great employee. And when we had an opening, we called him up, said, bring Thomas out. Now, you get to know us, Mark, and you've spoken to us a bunch of times. John here is a very nice guy. I am not. We don't give jobs to anybody. So to get a job here, as the sock wrangler, that's what we call pickers in our pick and pack warehouse, you have to pass the sock wrangler test. Well, Thomas passes that sock wrangler test like he was put on this earth to be a sock wrangler. Today, Thomas drives an hour each way with his father. And the young man who wouldn't come out of his house, he's ready at 6:30 in the morning to come to work. And when he gets here, the young man who wouldn't look or talk to anybody goes around and shakes everybody's hand and wishes them a good morning. And to be really clear about this, we did nothing. No special programs, no government support, no special training. All we did was give Thomas the opportunity to earn a job. And look how life-affirming that is. Look at how it gave him dignity and purpose. And it's so wonderful to see.
It is more than socks, isn't it?
Yeah. Right? Right. And, you know, we'll tell folks, John and me, we are just a couple of knuckleheads selling socks. Yet all we want to do is change the world. And we get to do it in our little way.
Well, let's do it, guys. And I want people to go to johnscrazysocks.com. I want them to follow on social media. I want them to be involved with whatever you're involved with, John. And when you have something exciting, I want my listeners to know about it. So I want them to connect. And I believe they can still use the promo code MARKWHITE for 10% off of their first order. I believe that that is an ongoing promo code, so they can use MARKWHITE for 10% off. And it's always a pleasure to have you both on the Mark White Show to share about John's crazy socks, to catch up. I just love talking to you guys because I love you both.
Thank you very much, Mark. You know, the work you're doing is so great.
So much.
There's so much negativity in the world, and you're bringing some brightness and hope out to people. And you're always so good to us, and you make us look good. So, you know, right now I'm an obese man with no teeth. You make us look good tomorrow. I'm really excited.
That is exciting news. That really is, especially if you haven't had them and you're trying to eat.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. But this will be good, right?
Hi, Dad.
Be able to smile again?
Yeah.
I won't have to gum my food anymore.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show. And, of course, we're here to recognize difference makers like you and John. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. That discount code Mark White is still active, and you get 10% off your order.
Yeah, that is great.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. And, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. There's some powerful messages contained within it, and I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about this show. Let them know about what's going on in Long Island, New York with John's Crazy Socks with Mark and John Cronin. I'm so proud of John and his effort, along with his dad, his family, and the message that they've shared today. And I want you to follow John's Crazy Socks on social media. Again, go to johnscrazysocks.com. Find the socks that work for you. Use the promo code Mark White for 10% off of your first order. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.